I first got involved with the Iditarod as a journalist, and I wrote for Alaska Magazine, and I helped with special editions for the newspaper about Iditarod. So I interviewed mushers and did profiles and so forth. And then Jeff Schultz and I together worked on Iditarod Silver with Lou Friedman was the author, and Jeff did the photography. Jeff and I next worked on another book called Iditarod Country, exploring the route of the last great race. And since then, we've done some other projects together, is with me helping him get books out that he's written, and then most recently, Icons of the Iditarod, we worked on together. But during all that time, I've been a huge fan as well, and my special joy was working with the Mail Trail Committee with Leo Rasmussen at the head, and I loved doing that, and I loved being able to have the insider back of the scenes, kind of going roaming around downtown Anchorage and meeting each of the mushers to give them the mail that they're supposed to bring, put in their sleds. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was flying out to Nome for the end of the race in 1998 and expecting the worst weather possible, and instead it was raining. But all of the people who wanted books signed, and Jeff Schultz and my book had just come out, Iditarod Country, and all the people who love Iditarod had a copy in their hands, and they were snaking through all of the mushers who were at tables in the community hall and getting their signatures, and so it was just generally a thrill for me. Loved it. Knowing this is the 50th Iditarod makes me feel like time has passed too quickly, because it seems like just maybe 5 years ago that we were working on Iditarod Silver book. But so much has happened, and so when I count back, yes, of course, 25 more years have passed. But I do feel like watching history has been a thrill of a lifetime. What I know for sure in life is that every single person has a unique gift to offer, and it builds other people up, and those other people's gifts build you up. And for me, my life has been centered in my faith in Jesus, and my hope is to share that with other people through how I live and how I model what's most important.